Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Office Hours monthly call. It is November 2019. This is our almost last call for the year 2019. I'm super excited to be here with you to support you in whatever way you need. And the way that these calls work is you basically ask questions, you can share successes, and you could get, you know, some advices, share resources, whatever it is that feels present for you in the moment. So the way it works is if you're on the phone or you're on what's called the web call, where you actually have the ability to speak into your microphone, you can raise your hand. If you're on the phone, you do a *2 on your telephone keypad, and that raises your hand. If you are not on the phone, but you're on the web call, then there should be a button that says raise hand. And if you're just on what's called the webcast, then you're not going to be able to talk on the phone, but you can use the chat feature or the Q&A feature. Hi, Donna. I see that you just joined us. And on the call, who do I see? Donna just chatted. So if you're on the both, if you're on the webcast or the web call, you'll be able to use the chat feature. If you're not, if you're just on the phone, you'll have to log in separately into that. And you can type and chat back and forth. So I'm going to look first at the Q&A because I invite people to put questions in if they can't make it. And there's several people that put in, one person put in a couple of questions. So Carol says, I'm unable to attend. My question is, did you ever get that information from a doctor regarding a different gene test? So I was just taking the gene test, but I wanted to hear what you thought about the one that you mentioned that was supposed to send you a while back. Hope this makes sense. Yes, it does, Carol. And here's the thing. I did get the kit, but I've been in and out and hosting events and all that. So I haven't had a chance to sit down and read the instructions and do it. But my intention is this coming weekend, once I get back home, to take a look at it and to send that kit in so then I can compare it to 23andMe. So thanks for the question. Carol also asked, can you tell me what kind of magnesium is good for our body? There's so many different kinds. Well, there could be it just depends on you. Everybody's a little bit different in what kind you need. So, for example, there's magnesium citrate. And magnesium citrate can be very helpful for folks who are having sluggish bowels because it can help stimulate bowel movements when you keep increasing the dose. Magnesium glycinate tends to be more absorbed. Magnesium taurate and magnesium carnosate, I believe it is, are good for gut, magnesium taurate would be combined with taurine, and taurine is a precursor to GABA, so it can be a more calming way. So it really depends on you. Personally, I prefer either a liquid, an ionic form. For most of my minerals, that's what I prefer because it's going to get best absorbed. People with low stomach acid can have difficulty with absorbing minerals like magnesium and others. And I like the liquid forms because they get in the best. And then in terms of this second question, which was, do we need a magnesium and calcium blend? You may need it, but I don't know enough about you, your health history. I'd have to really do a thorough analysis to be able to actually recommend the best magnesium for a particular person. For lots of people, they don't need the calcium, but they do need the magnesium because they're getting plenty of calcium. For some people who have tendencies towards joint issues where you get calcifications in joints, or folks with heart disease or a family history of heart disease, I'm really cautious about calcium because we don't want that calcium to come out of solution and deposit in either the arteries or in the shoulders or whatever. So it really depends on you. That's why we do programs with people where we do complete thorough analysis. We look at labs. We look at family history. We look at what's going on in their life. We look at stressors. We look at what they're eating, how much they're exercising, and then we can help people come up with a customized nutrition plan that's right for them. So on these calls, I can give you information, and it's very valuable information, but it can't really make it very specific and personalized to you unless we have you in a program where we're evaluating you on a personal basis. But you can evaluate. You want to make sure that you're not taking magnesium stearate, which is really just a binder and a filler that's added to other supplements, doesn't provide any significant amount of magnesium, and the stearic acid makes it very difficult for the magnesium to be absorbed and for whatever else is in that supplement to be absorbed. It's rare that I will use or recommend a supplement that has magnesium stearate in it. There are some exceptions. There are certain blends that I might be using for somebody, or there's a particular area where some of the more high quality supplements are not available. For those of you who don't know, we have an arrangement, let's just say, with a distributor who distributes a lot of different really high quality brands. And if you go to, unstoppablenutrients.com, and you log in, you create an account there, and you use my code, I'll tell you what that code is in a minute, you can actually get a lot of those brands all under one roof with free shipping, and you know their quality. Sometimes on Amazon, I'm told, but I still use Amazon for a lot of things, that the some of the supplements that they sell are not the best quality, or they are knockoffs of name brands. So I'm a little bit cautious about buying some things there, but certain brands I do buy there. Mostly I buy direct from distributors or direct from the companies because I can get an account with them. I'm going to look at the supplements. So if you are a member of one of our, you're on Vital. So when you go in there, you can click on visit our supplement store. It's way at the bottom of the list of programs you have access to. And if you register, you go to the link that's there. But if you actually go to www.unstoppablenutrients.com and you register with the code RL for Rita Marie Los Galzo, 1511, RL1511. You get coupon, you get 10% off on your first order. They will show you the coupon code on the site and free shipping on any orders over, it actually says 100, but I think it's over 75. All right. So, I'll just let you know that. Let me just click for more info. Okay. Here's this link. I'm not sure if this is the right one, but if you log in here, you'll get, I'll put it in the chat, and you can see some really high quality supplements. We're going to be putting in like our favorites. We haven't had time to really work on that, to the extent that we want to, but here you go. Oh, Lynn already put it in. Thank you. Okay, let's just go over to questions. That was the only one that was typed in advance. I will refresh that. I'm going to look at the chat, and then if you have a question or a comment or something you would like support around, *2 on your telephone keypad. So I'm looking at the chat, and Lima put her question in advance as well. Doctor told me I have fatty liver. What can I do to reverse it? He told me to stop drinking, but I don't and never did drink. Yeah, so drinking alcohol is one of the most common, but there is something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is very common. Oftentimes it comes from out of balance blood sugar. There's a buildup in the liver of fat when we don't keep our blood sugar in balance, and the insulin resistance crops up. So that's a possibility. I would get a blood sugar meter and start testing your blood sugar. I would look at our Sweet Spot Solution program. Starting in February, we're going to be launching it again. And we're also going to be doing an educational series to help you along the way with that. The other thing you can do is go into the archives on Vital. So if you go in there, I've done lots and lots of different talks on liver and on blood sugar. So those are places where you have resources. If you are a premium member, which means you pay by the year rather than by the month, then you have access to all of our archives. If you're a month-to-month member, you get access to the, from when you joined, whenever you joined, or 2 months back. I can't remember what that is. Anyway, so let's see. Okay. Diana just joined us. And Lynn mentioned good bile flow is important. Yeah, but how do you get good bile flow, right? So, again, we have a lot of things that address it. Our green cleanse addresses some of that. Our gut repair program, our GRAND program, actually addresses that. There's a whole module and a video and lots of recommendations for herbs and things like that. I would highly recommend that you evaluate your body to see why you have the fatty liver. Right? It's not just about blood sugar. It's not just about gut. But why do you have that fatty liver? And so that's what we recommend is a complete evaluation to see where your weak spots are. You know, really look at your diet. How clean is it? Do you have a lot of sugar or flour or carbohydrate type products that maybe your body's sensitive to? Are you exposed? Do you have some exposure to toxins or heavy metals or mold or toxins in your food, non-organic food, not filtered water? All those things put a load on the liver. You may have some gene SNPs that would predispose you to it, but I believe that the genes are only a tiny part of it, that what really is important is the whole picture of what you're doing and how you're doing it. So without a full, you know, I can't really tell why you have fatty liver. But really reducing the toxic load on your body overall, optimizing your digestion, optimizing your blood sugar, and that's a good starting point. Good question. Let's see. Okay. Good. Oh, Lynn just put in, which topic did you put in? Is that the one on blood sugar or was it on liver? Love your liver strategies from July 2018. I would consider upgrading your membership to premium if you don't have access to this because you're paying month to month and you're going to save a whole bunch of money and you're also going to get a whole bunch of bonuses, which is 8 years of archives of all the kitchen shows and all the health topic calls. So, okay, so that's it for what's typed in so far. And now I'm going to go to the people that are on. So please raise your hand with a star 2. Oh, I see a couple of questions came in over here. So I will go to them before I go. Angelica, yesterday I noticed some bright red spots on the toilet paper and it's not my period after a bowel movement. Happens to me occasionally. I have a feeling it's coming from the tissue near the exit. What might be bleeding? Well, it's possibility. Number one, the first thing you want to rule out is hemorrhoid. That can be ruled out with a digital exam. You usually feel a little bumpy kind of thing. It happens to people who have difficulty with bowel movements and have to push hard. Occasionally what will happen is you have a big bowel movement, a really wide bowel movement, eating a lot of fiber, whatever, and you actually have a little cut in the tissue that's there called a fissure. So you can actually get a little bit of a break, a tear in the tissue. Bright red blood, you're right to think that, is usually going to be close to the exit, right? It's usually right there. Of course, we want to make sure that that's what it is. If that happens, then what I would recommend, if it happens again, is to take the toilet paper and just blot around and see if there's a spot that has it. Oftentimes, if that happens, if it's a fissure, something like that, it opens quickly, and then once the area dries out, then it will close and it's not going to be profuse bleeding. So profuse bleeding from the rectum is something that I recommend that anybody that has that would check out. It could be a tumor. It could be ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or some sort of inflammatory bowel disease. But it could be as simple as a hemorrhoid or as simple as a fissure, just a little crack. That can happen if you have to push hard for a bowel movement and then the bowel movement maybe is a little bit harder than usual or bigger than usual. That's something to look at. You've just traveled and you might be dehydrated, and dehydration can cause the stool to get firmer or drier, and that may periodically have it. So I would look at those things. Virginia, what's your opinion about finger prick IgG food panel? Because I performed it, it appears I'm sensitive to the foods I most consume all the time. Whatever about other sensitivity here, like wheat, because I don't eat them, but these foods are really part of my life. Okay, so Virginia, here's the deal. I'm not a huge fan of the IgG panels in general because there's a lot of false positives. There's also a lot of false negatives. But if you have show up with sensitivity to a bunch of foods, first of all, I'd say more than 3 or 4 or even 5, then likely you have a leaky gut. If you show up as sensitive to the foods that you eat all the time, most likely you have a leaky gut. So the issue is, sure, for a temporary period of time, you do need to avoid the foods that show up because they're aggravating, or at least rotate them. But what you really need to do is heal your gut, leaky gut protocol. Again, you can go back through the Vital Archives. We talk about leaky gut in quite a number of them. And we also have a program called the Gut Repair Program. And if you go to www.happybellysystem.com, happybellysystem.com, you can get access to that. And we'll guide you through that. And you get 3 months of additional calls. DLM office hours. Oh, this is DLM, not Vital. Okay. Sorry. I'm talking about the wrong call. So those of you who are on this call, it means that you're already in a program. Some of you might be in Sweet Spot. Some of you might have been in the Gut Repair, and some of you may be in ERC or Body Balance. Body Balance is, I think, where you are. So if you're in Body Balance, then you have access to the Gut Repair program. So I would go and do that. If you're in Sweet Spot, we gave you a gut bonus, and you can look at the bonus to see if that gives you some information about that. But highly recommend that you either consider Body Balance, which we will be opening up again we'll be opening up that again soon. I think in January, we'll start again. Sorry about that. Somebody's calling me and I forgot to turn my phone on to mute. Yeah, so if you're in Body Balance, again, you know, this would really be helpful. Tell me what program you're in. I forgot to mention that. Tell me what program you're in when you put in your question, and that way I can tell you what resources you have available to you. If you guys are not in Vital, I would highly recommend that you make that investment. And I'll just tell you, anybody who's in Body Balance now and wants to renew, we have a special for you, and I'll be getting an email out that. But if you listen to the call from last Thursday, we'll tell you about that. And one of the bonuses that we're adding for you to renew at the full year, you're going to get a whole year, then you will get access to Vital for a year as well. If you're not in Vital, you're not in Body Balance, let me know what programs you're in, and I can tell you what resources you have access to and what you might need and where to find it in those resources you already have. Vital is our monthly membership, and it's just such a wealth of information for you that gives you access to a Q&A call once a month. It gives you access to a kitchen show, and it gives you access to a health topic. And right, we're going to be doing a health topic right after this. That's why I was a little confused. The next call right after this one is our Vital health topic, and we're going to be talking about vision, how to preserve your vision, keep your vision healthy in natural ways. So anyway, that's at vitalhealthcommunity.com. We are in the process of updating that page to be more modern. But in the meantime, you can join us for that. All right. And Virginia, I think when you joined, no, that was Green Cleanse. Never mind if you're in Body Balance. All right. I'm going to refresh that. Oh, you're in the insulin resistance practitioner training. Got it. So, I think you had a bonus, a gut repair bonus as well. So you might want to look there. You also might consider the clinical mastery of the digestive system, and that would be super helpful. All right. Who's here? I have one hand up from Paula. Hi, Paula.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. On the ERC lab call, you recommended that I get a CBC. So
yes.
I got that, and I wanted to see if, you know, I could get any ideas about what might be out of balance here. The only thing that was out of the Quest desired range was the absolute lymphocytes. They're low. Everything else was within their range.
Okay. What about the total, the white blood cell count?
That was 5.8.
Okay, that's okay. But the percentages between the lymphocytes and the neutrophils wasn't off, because it's kind of kooky. Well, just give me numbers. Let me grab something to write this down on and give you the numbers, because when I write it, I'll be able to see it in front of me. But I just realized I don't have a pen at this desk. So give me a second. And okay. So white blood cell count, it was 5 point something, which is fine. Okay.
Right.
Okay. What about the RBC?
4.56.
Okay. What about neutrophils, the percentage?
The only thing that they're showing is the absolute values.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Is the neutrophils closer? Somebody needs to teach these people how to order labs. Neutrophils, is the absolute number closer to the higher rate end of the range or the lower end of the range?
It's in the middle, maybe just a little bit higher than middle.
Okay. And then the lymphocytes is in the low, you said?
Yes, yes.
The
range listed is 850, and this is 667.
Okay. Okay. What about monocytes?
824, which is in the upper end of the range.
Okay. What about eosinophils, EOS?
70, and that's in the very low end of the range.
Okay, that's good. That's good. basophils?
52, which would also be in the lower end of the range.
Okay. So it sounds like, based on these numbers alone, that there's probably a recent bacterial, some kind of bacterial infection, because the lymphocytes are low.
Okay, which would match the...
Yeah.
Food poisoning from a week ago. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And it's like in the recovery phase with the mono. The mono's in the upper range. It looks like it's recovering, but there's still an imbalance there. It's interesting. I always go by percentages, and right now I don't have the wits about me to sit down with this and actually calculate the percentages of these, because you can say that the white blood cells are 5 point whatever. And you would look at the total. So you add up the totals of the number on the neutrophils, the number on the lymphocytes, the number on the monocytes, the number on the eosinophils, and the number on the basophils. So you have the 824 plus 70 plus 52 plus 667, and then whatever the neutrophils are, you get the total. And then from there, you calculate for each one what the percentage is. I wouldn't bother for the eosinophils or basophils. But the and neutrophils. So it sounds like it's not like a raging rampant bacterial thing, right? And it may be just because you're in the repair phase right now. In a really acute, serious infection, I would see the white blood cells high. Remember I mentioned to you, I wanted to see if there was some indication that there was a systemic infection. And it doesn't appear to be based on these numbers.
Okay.
So it's probably the bacteria, and it's probably, like we discussed, the food poisoning, which is usually bacterial. And, you know, some of the stuff that you know how to do to get that imbalance, which would be, you know, you can up your probiotics to crowd them out. Oftentimes if you, and again, you have to see if your tummy will tolerate it, if it's still so sensitive, but just gradually raising the probiotics that you're taking to try to crowd it out. And then other things like oregano, and things that if you have had stool tests before, so look to see what kind of things you might have been resistant to in the past. Although that doesn't really mean that much, because it could be a totally different bacteria. So something like biocidin could be helpful in getting that under control, unless it's super strong and causes you to have more diarrhea. Oregano, berberine, cryptolepsis might be a good one to try because almost nobody is resistant to that because nobody's ever heard of it. So they haven't taken it and they haven't gotten their bugs desensitized to it. So that's and you can get it as a tincture. Probably not at a local health food store, but you can get it online.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you still in the same discomfort or is it getting better?
No, it's much better. Yes.
Much better. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're sensitive. And so I would say, I don't think you need to pull out the big guns at this point, but really up
right.
your probiotics, you know, take on the probiotics. And even if you could get yourself up to 200 or more billion organisms, do you have like custom probiotics?
Yes.
Yeah. So
yeah,
you can easily
yeah.
get up to 200 and even gradually up to 400. Do it for a week and then start to gradually lower it down. Because what you don't want is a rebound. Like, oh, good, the good guys are gone. Let's get busy again. You know, just like really just ease it up. Stay at a high dose, even 400, 450 for like 3, 4, 5 days and then start to gradually back it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
and
thank
then
you.
Soothing things, right? Soothing things because all these bugs produce endotoxins that can damage it. So, you know, if you tolerate slippery elm or marshmallow or things like that, you know, think chia, things like that, that could be soothing to the gut lining to help it to get less sensitive because it's probably got some irritation there from having these
right.
two or three in a row. It was really three in a row incidences.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing some slippery elm, yeah.
Good. Yeah, just protect that lining. Vitamin A might be, if you have some vitamin A just for a short period of time, like, you know, a couple of weeks of a little bit higher, like 10,000 maybe. Vitamin A, 10 or 20 even. I wouldn't do 20 for more than like 3 days, but you can go up to 10 for a couple of weeks just to give the mucosal membrane a chance to heal. And AMWA, although if you're having diarrhea, don't do AMWA, but once the diarrhea stage is passed, a little bit of AMWA can be helpful as well because it's very soothing to the gut lining.
Oh, okay. I do have AMWA, and I was using that before this started, and I was wondering if I ought to be putting that back in, so maybe I ought to hold off a little bit on that.
Yeah, okay. If you're going to, I'd wait a few days, but start with a pinch. Just start with a little pinch and add it up because it just is, it's really helpful for people who have sluggish bowels, but it also is very soothing to the gut lining.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Hands up, star two. We'll get your hand up and we can see what's going on for you. I'm going to go back to the Q&A and refresh that. Carrie, oh, thank you, Carrie, for putting that link in. You should have access to that. I'm not sure if you do. No. Maybe not. Yeah. I'm trying to just remember you're in NEPC. But it looks like you do because you're in there. Let's see. And a lot of people are in multiple programs, so that helps. All right, let me go back to chat and see. Yeah, and if you're in Vital and you are just month-to-month, you can always go into the Vital membership site and there should be a place where you can upgrade. There's a lot of places because if you scroll through the archives, it'll show you that you don't have access, but click here to upgrade. Donna says this is an NEPT call. No, it's not. This is our just for people. Like you're part of ERC, so you get it. But we also invite NEPT people, if they want to get help with their own health, to come to this call. So let's see. I'm going backwards a little bit. Carrie, what's the best way to recover from mold or heavy metal exposure? Well, first thing is to reduce, eliminate, if you can, the exposure, right? So if you've discovered that it's a problem at home, then doing some mold remediation, finding it, get somebody in to really go through. Sometimes you have to get rid of like clothing and things like that, depending on how bad it is. And heavy metal, same thing. You know, if it's in a specific food you're eating, a supplement you're taking, dental fillings, things along those lines, there's processes for getting rid of that. And that's pretty a complicated process. And it can be time consuming and it can be quite expensive. Once you've reduced, eliminated the exposure, and quite frankly, people, we talk about eliminating toxic exposures, pretty impossible to do, right? Because we live in a toxic world, but we get it down as low as we possibly can. And that's the first step in any kind of cleanse or detox. So then you need to be looking at how heavily is it affecting you. You could do a heavy metal test or have somebody do a heavy metal test and see which of the metals are high. But one of my favorite gentle ways, if it's not really, really severe, is with something called modified citrus pectin. There's brands out there. The one that I've mostly used was Pectisol. Pectisol. And you basically take this over a period of 6 months and it just gently pulls out the metals. Metals are tough because, and our toxins as well. If you've got some issues with the liver and you upregulate the liver and get it moving these things out, but you don't have the right phase 2 or phase 1 detoxification pathways open, could be a genetic reason, it could be from long period, then you release toxins from the tissue. And a lot of metals are stored in bone. You release toxins from the bone where they're kind of safe, although we're not like we really want them to be there. And then they get in the bloodstream and you run the risk of them getting in the bloodstream, circulating and affecting the brain, which is what we want to protect big time. And you can have serious complications. I worked with somebody years ago who every time she started to lose weight and get things going and get things moving, the toxins in her fat tissue where the body was very comfortably, very safely storing away would release, and then she would start to get brain symptoms. So it was somebody we had to move really, really slowly. But the Pectisol can be very helpful for both molds. There's homeopathics. And we don't have time on this call to go through all the different homeopathics, and usually homeopathics are personalized per person, but there are some drainage remedies and homeopathics that are good for specific, sometimes even specific metals would have a specific homeopathic. Let's see. All right. All right. Since body balance is ending, Patricia, do we still have access to the modules? Have not been able to finish the course yet. Yeah. So here's the thing, Patricia. There's two options. One is you can continue with us, and we would love to have that. And we're actually offering a special right now where you get a full year of support. So you get a full year of these calls. You'll get a full year of specific body balance calls. You'll get a full year of the small group calls with Lynn, plus access to the site. What we're doing is, because it's so hefty, we give you at least a year once you finish to keep your membership, to keep access to the modules, but without the support and without the Facebook group support. I'm really excited about that special if you're interested. I think we had the code somewhere. We'll send it out. I haven't had a chance to send an email out, but if you go back and listen to the call we had last week, you'll be able to find that out. But if not, you'll have access to the modules for a year, but not the support. Martha, I was thinking about what I wanted for Christmas. Good timing. Yes. I know. Come to the call. Yeah, we offer the, for any PT, we offer you access to the live calls. But for Vital, you know, if you want to get access to the whole archive system, you need to be a member. It's too complicated, and we made a decision about this with NEPT students. And plus, you've been in NEPT for 4 years, so without having to pay anything more. So we really, it's complicated on the back end, let's just say, to offer that as an ongoing service. Usually, like for ERC, we give 1 year. And we're actually offering that for Body Balance, which is a $200 value. So it really reduces the actual cost of the Body Balance for those of you who are going to be renewing. Let's see. Patricia, any tips on herniated disc calling or radiculopathy? I didn't make the call. I just want to finish the module's going to be because maybe not called depending on cost. Okay, so herniated disc. Yeah, so first of all, you want to have someone who knows what they're doing evaluate you to see if it's actually just a herniated disc or the disc has broken off and there's a loose piece of disc material. If that's the case, oftentimes surgery is necessary, but I have worked with people who had that and we've been able to reverse that. And I don't know how, because it's kind of against what I've been taught, but I've had people who have been able to do that. So my favorite approach is to find somebody who is certified in COTS, COX, flexion distraction, or who knows how to do that. There's a specific table. I have one at home. I don't have the official COX table, but I have a flexion distraction table, and there's a specific set of protocols. There's a really good book. Written by James Cox, who's an osteopath, I believe, and phenomenal technique. I will tell you, I have seen nothing short of miracles in the people I've worked with. And I haven't worked with a ton of herniated disc cases, maybe half a dozen to 10. Every single one has had phenomenal results with very few treatments on them. What I would do, this is how I do that process, is I use the flexion distraction table in combination with muscle stim, ultrasound, acupressure or acupuncture, depending on the person and what they're willing to go through, and then specific non-force adjustments, chiropractic or osteopathic adjustments, but non-force, where we're just gently allowing and balancing. Up above, like you really also need to look at the neck, the shoulders, and the upper their thoracic spine to see if there's some imbalances there that are contributing to the imbalances in the lower spine that cause the herniated disc. So I'd find a really good practitioner for that. Good. What ingredient did I mention? Amla. When I was talking to Paula, yeah, that was AMLA, A-M-L-A. Okay, so Lynn put in the links to the modified citrus pectin. Thank you, Lynn. Carrie says, thank you. You're welcome. Hetty, I turned 60 and my stomach is getting fat and flabby. I still like my high fruit sugar. Adding more greens, but not enough to draw into butternut squash. Is there a blood sugar problem causing fat and flab? Yeah. Most likely it is a blood sugar and you have a tendency towards insulin resistance or you might have pre-insulin resistance. Highly recommend our sweet spot program if you're not already in it. If you are in it, you have everything you need. So tell me what program you're in. Absolutely. If you're drawn to the high fruit sugar and the butternut squash, you may need to temporarily at least let go of that, right? Because just because you're 60 doesn't mean you should have fat and flabby stomach, right? I'm 3 years your senior, and that's not true, but I would if I wasn't careful about my diet. So I would get yourself a blood sugar meter, check out our resources on testing, whether it be in, you know, whatever program. I don't know what program you're in. Oh, sure, you're in Body Balance. Yes, so Module 3 of Body Balance is the sweet spot. So start, definitely go there. And Martha said, your chiropractor is using that method for your lower back. That's great. Thank you, Lynn. The book. It's an expensive book, guys. It's like a when I bought it, it was $150 big hardback textbook. But again, I'm dating myself. That was like 25 or 30 years ago that I had that book. Yes, yeah, more than 30 years ago because it was when I was still in school. So yeah, it's over 30 years ago. Yeah, so you're in body balance, you have access. So anybody who's in body balance, anything I'm talking about, you have access to, with the exception maybe of the archives of Vital, which you can get. And if you're ready to renew with us for another whole year of support in taking you through that, we will also throw in a Vital annual membership. But body balance, for those of you who don't know what it is, if you go to, is it bodybalanceformula.com? Is that it? Lynn, but we will be opening up registration for that in a couple of weeks to start with us in January. And so if you're interested, you might want to wait, or if you do it now, we'll give you the extras that we add to it then. But I would wait a couple of weeks because we're going to have some specials on it. And those of you already in body balance, you can renew really, really, I think it's a deal, a bargain, because you're going to get a whole year of support from us and great stuff. Thank you, Lynn, for putting that in. And those of you at ERC automatically get it, of course. All right, so looking again, I'm going to refresh. Angelica asks, what test does Dr. Tom O'Brien use for testing autoimmune antibodies? The Cyrex, C-Y-R-E-X, Ray 5 is a very thorough one, and it tests for about 37 different autoantibodies. It's about $550, so it's not a cheap test, but if you were to do them all individually, it costs thousands. I think he also uses tests for some of them using the Vibrant Wellness Zoomers, but I don't know exactly that. I haven't used that. What's the gold standard for food sensitivities now? You know, in my opinion, there is no gold standard. It's different from person to person, and we still get a lot of false negatives and positives. My story with that is back when I first started to, you know, practice, I used to do food sensitivity tests all the time. I would use one that tested IgG food sensitivities, and I would put people on elimination diets, but what I found was most people had a ton of food sensitivities. That means that just going off the foods is not going to help. It's not going to do much of anything. What you really need to be doing is healing the leaky gut. So generally speaking, before anybody goes off to test for their autoimmune antibodies, what I recommend is an elimination diet where you eliminate the top allergens and anything you already kind of feel that you might be sensitive to, and do a leaky gut healing protocol. After you do the leaky gut healing protocol and you've eliminated the top allergens and you're still having sensitivities and you just don't know what it is, then you can look at doing these. They're expensive. Some of them are cheap, but I don't know that they're all that good. So that's my approach to it. I try to save you. If you have unlimited funds, go ahead and do some of them. What I would recommend would be one that does IgG, IgA, and IgM, all of them. That's your best. If you can't get IgG, IgA, and IgM, there's only one company, I think, that does all three. I would definitely do IgG and IgA, and I would look at stool testing for IgA. Entero Labs does that, because a lot of these, like gluten, they're just not going to be in the bloodstream activated, but they're sitting there lining the colon. So if a lot of the symptoms are gut symptoms, then I would say you want to make sure that you're looking there. Give me a second. I'm going to take some water. There we go. Yeah. So I would say you want to do that. So the Entero Labs, I think they have a panel of like 15. So the ideal might be to get a blood IgG test and a stool IgA test. And that could give you a bigger picture, a broader picture. And if you see a lot, I say if you see more than four or five, then you definitely have leaky gut going on. And, you know, there's some basic stuff to do for leaky gut, and then there's more advanced stuff. We go through all that in, for those of you all in body balance or NEPT or ERC, you have access to all of our programs. So I would look at the leaky gut protocol and really looking at, you know, reducing those foods that damage the gut lining. Caffeine, everybody's really on the bandwagon of caffeine is good, coffee is good. We've talked about coffee not being good for years, and suddenly Bulletproof comes around and everybody thinks coffee's good and all the health practitioners are back on it. It thins the mucous membrane. I'm sorry. It thins the mucous membrane. The tannins in there are damaging to the mucous membrane. So you should be taking, you should be getting off of that. Alcohol. Oh, but if it's organic wine, it's a damaging substance. It still damages and it affects the liver. So, and I know you don't do that, Angelica. You don't do either. You don't do either. But those are things that we need to be looking at for sure. Virginia, what about it, the intestinal permeability? I am Uruguayan. I drink mate all the time. Do you think that can be an aggravating issue? Because I know that coffee is a problem with this. Yeah, absolutely. If you're gonna take your gut seriously and you want to get rid of it, or you have a lot of food sensitivities like that, I would definitely at least do a trial of a couple months that you get off of all of those things. And in our in the gut program, which is part of Body Balance, you have access to the lists that we have. We have actually anybody that isn't in there has happybellychecklist.com, and we can give you a list of those foods. And you just definitely want to calm it down. You know, fasting is a great thing. Most people don't want to fast. Watch your inboxes on Wednesday. I'm going to be doing a 5-day challenge. It's called Fasting with Food. Fasting with Food. And I'm super excited about it because it's based on the work of Dr. Walter Longo in longevity and looking at an ability to actually get some of the benefits of fasting while eating. A liquid-only diet for 5 days, a juicing regime for 5 days, a water fast can actually help to start to repair that lining. And then, you know, if you need more help with the herbs and all that, you can do that. But it's all in there, Virginia. It's all in the gut. And we'll help you through it. Just, you know, stay with us. I know that we gave everybody the Body Balance is a lot of stuff, and most people did not finish it in a year. So... or 9 months is what that program was, but we're giving you an extra year. All right, so chat, I'm going to look. Let me go back here and just refresh that. Let's see. High oxalates, it shows on oat tests. You have to be careful with green juice or raw veggies. So you do. You do. If you have high oxalates, it means that those oxalates, it really means that you have a leaky gut. Because the oxalates won't get into your bloodstream in any significant amount like that unless they're passing through the gut. They usually bind in the gut and get taken out in the stool. So with the high oxalates, I would definitely look at magnesium, citrate. Remember, somebody asked earlier about citrate or the other forms, but magnesium citrate is a good thing to be doing in order for you to drag out the excess oxalates, and magnesium or calcium citrate or a combination of the two. So whenever you're eating the high oxalate foods, that I don't know how high your oxalates were. Sometimes it's a temporary thing. You may have had a few high oxalate days in a row, and then it shows. So it depends on how high in the spectrum it was, if it's just slightly over. But really looking at, you know, usually I'm in for elimination diets. So it doesn't mean you'll never eat oxalates again, you know, unless you have a, you know, really severe gene thing and you have a really severe compromised leaky gut. But we have to work on the leaky gut. We really have to work on the leaky gut and reduce the oxalate exposure, of course, while you're trying to heal the leaky gut, because it can aggravate. Yeah, and doing an elimination diet can be really, really super helpful. In the gut repair part, you know, in the module 2 in Body Balance, and for those of you who are in GRAND or CMDS, or NAPT or ERC, you have access to this. I put together a protocol for, it's for FODMAPs and specific carbohydrates, but there's another one that I put together. Oh, it's an autoimmune protocol. And I think those of you who are at Shine or SIV a couple of years ago, 2017, we had food as medicine as our themes. And we have some charts in there that help with, it's like an autoimmune elimination diet protocol. But basically, and we talked a lot about the food religions and all that in there. Basically, if you identify things that your body's not reacting well to, or you're suspicious, you can do an elimination diet of eliminating particular types of foods that may be high in oxalates or high in histamines or high in thiols or other things like that, and see what's going on. But really, at the root of all this, it's not the food's fault. It's your gut's fault for not being able to handle it because it's had some exposures, and it could be the coffee, and it could be over time the gut gets thinner and thinner. It could be exposure to gluten. Maybe you're gluten-free now, but you might not have been gluten-free years ago, and you've got some damage there. So it's really about helping it to heal. One of the best ways to help it to heal is fasting. Not everybody can do water fasting, or a blended diet, and really not allowing those hard fibers. So if you are doing raw, juices are the best, but you've got to, you know, just watch and only do the ones that are low oxalate if you have an oxalate problem. So, so I don't see any more. So I'm going to go back to chat, and I'm going to go back to call. Let's see. Okay, here's one. I'll raise your hand. Whatcom County, Washington. It just says cell phone WA. So I'm going to open up your line. If you have your hand raised, you're the only one. So just say hi.
Hi, Rita Marie. This is Carrie. That's probably me. And I think you answered my question.
Oh, okay. Did I? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here. Okay. Let me close your line. Cool. Some people, it shows up a name. I see names here. I see, let's see, Dottie Daniels and Janice, Jan Polanski and Diana and Jenny and Lynn and Virginia and Russell from Madison and Lima. So you're all on, I'm seeing you on my dashboard. But the people that are just on the web, I don't see. There's no way in this platform that allows us to see who's here. Okay, so there's a whole bunch of you there, too. So I'll look at the chat and see what else we see here. I said I just saw Barbara. Let's see. Okay. Barbara joining late, but better late than never, hey? Valley checklist. And we got to get an email out to, I've just been swamped since that call. I got on a plane the next day and lots of stuff going on. Oh, no, I didn't get on a plane the next day after that. The next day I had like nonstop calls from, you know, morning until like 10 o'clock at night. Then I hopped on a plane the next morning. So I haven't had a chance to write an email, but I will get that. That's on my plan. It's on my to-do list. And I'll get an email out for the people who didn't make the Body Balance call last Thursday to let you know. But it's basically you get a full year of support and everything that you've had before. Plus, I don't know if you have those small group calls with Lynn, but you still get those. You still get access to the site completely. You get two calls a month, actually three calls a month, because you're going to also get a free year of Vital. And then there were a few early sign-up bonuses, which I think there's a few left, a private call with Lynn for the first 10 that signed up. And I think we had four or five so far that took us up on that. So there's still, that's still up for grabs too. All right. Super duper. I think anybody else have questions, put them in the chat or the Q&A. Okay, so Virginia, Body Balance is in the IRSPT. No, okay, so if you're in IRSPT, IRSPT is the Insulin Resistance Practitioner Training, and what's included in that is the Sweet Spot Program, which is basically to heal your own blood sugar imbalance. Body Balance has the Sweet Spot, the Gut Repair, Thyroid, Adrenal, Green Cleanse. And if you're renewing, we're going to include a year of Vital as well. So you're going to get a lot of support for a year. let's see. And then CMDS is Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System, and that's a practitioner training on digestion, and the program that goes with that and is included in that is the gut repair program called Happy Belly System. Yeah, it's easy to be confused with all the programs. We have a lot. Okay, so I went backwards. Let's see. All right, I don't see any more. And last chance to raise your hand, star two, please. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have any resources, if you want to share any successes, go ahead. And a reminder that these are calls for you. So those of you, I see some of you who are in NEPT on the call, we love to have you on these calls, and we welcome you to ask questions like Carrie did about herself, not saying, hey, I have a patient with this or a client with that. That's the call we have next week, and we have those on a regular basis as well for you to ask questions about your clients. I don't see any more hands raised. I'm going to go back to the Q&A, and I'm going to refresh. Yeah, I don't see any more there. I'm going to go back to the chat. And for those of you who are in the Vital community, yes, so you don't have the Vital community, Rose, in Body Balance, unless you re-up for a year, and then we are going to give it to you as a special bonus, and it should show up after you do that. But Vital, if you go to vitalhealthcommunity.com, you get access to the Vital, and you can choose to do a month-to-month basis, or you can do an annual basis. Yeah. Anybody, whatever programs you have, whenever you log into the site, unstoppablehealth.com, unstoppablehealthcommunity.com, you're going to see on the front page everything. I think it's everything that we have. If it's grayed out, you don't have it. And if it's got an orange button, you do have it. And if you click on my programs, you'll see just your programs. So you'll be able to see what you have access to there. Okay. With Rose, if you're in Body Balance, you're going to see Body Balance on there. And there are some other bonuses, like transforming stress and other things like that, that you'll also see there. Okay. All right. I don't see any more. So for those of you who are in Vital, our next call, we're going to be starting at noon, I believe. Let me just look at my calendar. I think it's noon. And we're going to be getting let me see. Oops. My thing shows March. Holy cow. A little bit behind schedule here. The 12th. Okay. So let's see. Yeah, starting at noon, for those of you in Vital, we're going to have a call, and we're bringing in a guest speaker today, Claudia. She's a specialist in natural vision. So if you're in Vital, join us for that call after this. If you're not, if you go to vitalhealthcommunity.com, you'll have access to it. It'll show up, and just go to upcoming calls and the Vital Health topic calls. So you'll be able to get in and join us if not. Rose said, I tried to get in Body Balance and I got a message saying my membership expired and you re-upped on the last call. That's crazy. Okay. Super Rose. We're going to, I don't remember. I'm going to make a note of that, Rose. And we'll get our tech person on it right away because it shouldn't say that. We'll have somebody log in as you to make sure that it's working and find out what we need to do. That doesn't make sense. If you re-upped, you should see it. So it doesn't make sense. Okay. And for everybody else, it shouldn't say that either. Unless you joined in the first group, right? If you joined in the first group, which was in 2018, then it would have expired unless you renew it. All right. Thank you, guys. I'm going to look at the Q&A one more time because there we go. And I'll go to who's here, and I don't see any more hands. So I'm going to open up your lines. And so on the count of three, we can all say goodbye to each other and appreciate you being here. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Interactive. Bye, everybody. One, two, three. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hear your voices. You. Thank you. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.